Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and of course she's the program director for ISU Cass County Extension. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hope same with you, your family, and everybody there at the Extension office moving ahead in a new way.
Yes, whatever that looks like, we will be prepared.
You bet. Well, I want to talk about something that actually started quite a long time ago, but is still in existence to help us out, and that's the Iowa Concern Hotline, established back in the 80s. You know, we've been through a number of crises, various kinds, and the 80s certainly was one for, especially for farmers, which affects a lot of other people, but it's still in existence. Let's talk about that Iowa Concern Hotline.
Yeah, so the Iowa Concern Hotline, like you mentioned, was established in the 80s, and your fun little fact for the day is that the phone number ends in 1985 mm-hmm. because that's the year it was established. So, it's a toll-free hotline that was set up back in the 80s, and now the services have expanded. So it's phone support, email, you can live text online, and all of it's free to any Iowan. They can help with anything. So
okay, and is it 24/7?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a true hotline when it's 24/7, I think. It's my kind of one of my criteria there. So when you say they can help with all kinds of things, you know, when you think about the 80s, if people remember, that was the farm crisis, lots of economic problems, legal questions, mental health questions. And so still some of the same things, but you mentioned greatly expanded.
Yeah, expanded. So the four main areas are legal concerns, financial concerns, stress, which can be anything from personal stress, mental health and wellness, parenting, dealing with aging parents, that can go into the family finance side. And then really in the last several years with the flooding and things that have been going on around the state, they've really expanded a lot into kind of being the clearinghouse for crisis and disaster resources as well. So crisis recovery, illness, homeland security, all of those things have sort of been added into the toolbox of the Iowa Concern Hotline, if you will.
So, okay, we call, and that's 800-447, and then 1985. We'll mention that again. And they're really busy. So you mentioned there are some other options, other ways to reach folks to get help.
Yeah. So you can visit the website, which is just extension.iastate.edu/Iowa Concern, or you can just look up Iowa Concern, Iowa State, and it comes up first thing in your Google search. So there is a toll-free number. They have a live chat capabilities on the website, and they also have email and experts. So you can, if you have a question, you can click and email either legal issues, financial issues, stress, or crisis experts, and they will get back to you ASAP with resources.
Okay, and that says to me it's not just one person trying to deal with all of these things. There are people in each of those areas with expertise.
Correct, yep. There's people in each of those areas, and they contract out with even more people in each of those areas to make sure that those calls and emails and chats are answered in a very timely manner, and you're directed to someone. I mean, it is a call center, but it is staffed by people with, professional degrees in all of those areas. Mm-hmm. So,
you know, and that kind of says to me, that defines Extension. You know, if you come in to see you, Kate, and right now you're not coming in the door, but giving you a call. But but any county Extension office to ask a question and they say, well, I don't know, but I'll find out who could answer that for you. So I always think if you need an answer and you don't know where to go, Extension is my first choice, and my public library is maybe my second choice. Between those two, I think I should get my answers well done.
Between those two, you're going to get a lot of things covered. Yep.
Yeah.
And like I said, the hotline and the live chat service are both staffed by a stress counselor, a trained stress counselor that has access to a variety of resources. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things. So, for example, if you call Iowa Concern and you have legal questions, you're probably not going to immediately be connected to a lawyer, but you talk to a stress counselor who can target your particular question to a lawyer who has expertise in that area. And then along with that, there's referral services. So if you call Iowa Concern and you have a legal question, they can set you up with a free 15-minute consultation with a lawyer in your concern area of expertise. They'll kind of refer you on to an expert, whether it's a financial planning person that they can set you up a referral with, a legal expert that you can set up a referral with, or they'll refer you to your local disaster resource, which sometimes those can be a little difficult to find. There's lots of resources popping up right now, and these guys do a great job of keeping up to date on who those folks are and what that database is.
And credible resources. You know, there are so many options out there when you go online, blogs and list of all kinds of things. But sometimes we need to take a look at where that's coming from. So here you're going to be assured it's a credible source.
Yes, yeah, and that is definitely, in our age of information overload, you can just do a Google search for anything, which is fantastic, until your top three searches all tell you something different. So
adds to the frustration.
It does.
Now, there are some other toll-free lines. I'm not sure they're all 24/7, but they are free information lines that are sponsored by or organized by Iowa State University. Do you want to just mention a few of those?
Yeah, so one that we are really trying to help folks get connected with right now is the 211 number across the state of Iowa. So this has always been a sort of public health information number across the state of Iowa. They've sort of switched it over to a community service, health and human services. It's kind of the go-to number in the state if you have questions about the COVID-19 pandemic and resources in your area. So that's just the 211 hotline, and ISU Extension and the Answer Line staff are actually helping cover a lot of those calls across the state. So that's the service that Extension is kind of helping the state of Iowa ramp up. So that's another, if you have more specific questions about short-term needs related to, you know, personal health or the coronavirus pandemic, that 211 number is a great resource to call.
Okay. And there's Answer Line has been in existence for a long time for those kind of everyday questions.
Yes, Answer Line is great for maybe not quite the emergency type issues, but yes, the Answer Line is a good number and a good website, actually, for just calling with general households. So they say home and family questions, and they've been doing that for, more than 40 years. Yeah. So those are folks that are answering that number that are professional consumer and family scientist experts, and that might be about... they've been posting a lot of things, and actually, if you are online, I strongly recommend that you follow Answer Line. They actually have their own Facebook page, and, you know, they post all sorts of things about how to properly clean and sanitize your home, which is a big question right now. A lot of folks are getting into gardening, canning, and freezing, and they have a ton of resources on things like that, starting a garden, buying a home freezer. They have a lot of information on their blog right now about making masks. So lots of different resources there. They've also been posting and sharing some information on, getting back in the kitchen or getting more familiar with the kitchen. So lots of good resources there
for
folks.
There are some others, but I would just recommend if you start first with extension.iastate.edu, and then from there you can find those other hotlines. And because I also want to have you visit again, and I know we've been trying to get this out to folks, when we're looking for resources, the Cass County Community Resource Guide. Tell us just a little bit about that.
Yes. So we actually have two of them now. So if you get the shopper in Southwest Iowa in Cass County, you would have received it was kind of a yellow, tannish, two-page Cass County COVID-19 Urgent Resource Guide. So that is a two-page document that was put together with our Healthy Cass County Partnership, working with our local Food Policy Council and Extension, And basically that is a lot of information about how to get access to food, government services. It lists a lot of those hotlines on there that you mentioned, and then other resources on mental health, resources for families, all those things. So that is, again, it went out to all the households in Cass County through the shopper, and it's also posted on the Cass County Extension website, right there on the front page as a quick link.
Okay. There's a... That would be a good one to put on your refrigerator. You know, people will use their refrigerators like bulletin boards. That would be a good one to keep there. And we could say lots more. But be sure, folks, to look at Cass County Extension for resources. When you don't know where to go, that's a good first stop. So we want to thank you very much, Kate. And I should say when contact Extension, your number is 243-1132, and of course online extension.iastate.edu/cass. Thanks so much, Kate, for helping us steer us in the direction of where we can find resources.
Absolutely. Thanks for chatting with me.
Until next time, just for fun, friends are the bacon bits in the salad bowl of life.